Hope everyone's having a great Wednesday. Yurk and I love this show. A little different this year, obviously. Yurk's normally driving, but he's at home. And normally we got Chef Hans in here giving us cooking tips, but nobody's allowed in the studio, obviously, because of COVID. But, hey, we're making the best of it. We still love the show. We're doing Ask Anything. We'll return to that in the next 15 minutes or so. So sit tight if you're on the phones. I know a lot of people want to ask us questions. 312-332-3776. Yurk, when you arrived in you were already in Green Bay when Brett Favre arrived. Let's put it that way.
I was there. I was there for a couple years before he got there.
Since 1992, and that's when, you know, Brett arrived and Mikowski got hurt. He became a starter. You guys missed the playoffs that year, but the run started the next year. But, you know, since Brett Favre arrived, we're coming up on 30 years here, folks. Since Brett arrived in 1992, they have been, when I say they, the dreaded, hated Packers, have been to the playoffs 20 times. This season we'll make 21, unless, you know, something catastrophic were to happen and
Aaron
Rodgers
got
hurt. And it won't. They're going to go to the playoffs. They're 7-3. This will make it 21 times since 1992 that the Packers have made it to the playoffs. They, of course, have been to 3 Super Bowls. They've won 2 of them in that span. The Bears, since 1992, have been to the playoffs. Are you ready?
Yeah.
6 times. 6 whole times with 1 trip to the Super Bowl and a loss to Peyton Manning and the Colts. This has not been a rivalry, unfortunately, for us for the last 30 years.
Yeah. The nail doesn't have a rivalry with the hammer.
That's right, Yurko. Yeah. Favre and Rodgers have a combined record, including the 1 playoff win for Rodgers in the NFC title game 10 years ago. Favre and Rodgers have a combined record of 42-18. Against the Bears. That is a 700 winning percentage. That is 70% of the time for nearly the last 30 years. And Yurko said it best, the hammer has no rivalry with the nail.
That's right.
The eagle does not hunt the fly, Yurko.
No, it does not. No.
Let's say hi to your former teammate. You were on earlier today, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy up in Milwaukee. One of our great teammates, ESPN Milwaukee, all part of the same family with us, Good Karma Brands, here at ESPN 1000 in Chicago. And Mark Chimura, say hi to your former teammate, Yurk. He joins us now on ESPN 1000.
Chewy, good talking with you again this morning. We talked planes, trains, and automobiles earlier today.
The best.
Yeah, Chewy, the other movie that I want to talk to you about, you know, when we talk about great Thanksgiving movies, Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman's got
the great scene. I couldn't think of it this morning. Carmen brought it up.
It's Thanksgiving weekend in that movie. It's fabulous.
It's Turkey Marbert. I mean, that is a great Thanksgiving movie. Would that challenge your planes, trains, and automobiles?
No, I think. You know what? Scent of a Woman, I don't think, will be on today, where planes, trains, and automobiles will probably be on 3 stations, and I'll probably watch about 20 minutes of it. So, good movie, but not in the category of planes, trains, automobiles.
I think I got to agree. Planes, trains, and automobiles has to be number 1. Scent of a Woman is a close second. How you doing, Chewy?
Good. You know, it's funny. I heard you guys talking about the rivalry. And Yurko, I think it was our very first game. I mean, you were there in what, 90 or 91?
91,
I came in 92. And the first time we faced the Bears, Ditka was the coach. And they beat us up in Green Bay. And the only thing I remember from that game that actually created a rule change is when they ran a fake punt. I don't know if you remember. And back in the day, you didn't have to bring everyone to the hashes.
Right.
So they just left the guy right on the sideline. Our cornerback didn't see him. They wind up throwing a touchdown. And make a long story short, that was one of the times, one out of the 18, that you beat us.
Was that the game that Ezra Tuolo sang the national anthem?
It was.
And we lost 10-0. We lost 10-0, I believe, that game.
Yeah, we were a little stale offensively.
Yeah, we didn't quite have it. You know, everybody thinks it was a juggernaut with Holmgren and with Favre, that they, you know, were scoring touchdowns. It was nonstop, and we're setting all kinds of records. It wasn't always the offensive show that people thought it would be.
Right. Chewy, go ahead, Chewy.
I remember Mike was worrying about winning his first game because we went to Tampa Bay. Mikowski gets hurt. And then enter Brett Favre. And I think it took to our 3rd or 4th game with the Kitrick-Taylor pass.
Cincinnati,
where we, and then it started to snowball after that. And we had flashes of how good this Favre kid was going to be, and he turned out to be a pretty damn good player.
And it's sickening because you go from that into Rodgers, and that's why it's been so lopsided. The Bears can't find a quarterback. They never really have. And that's, you know, it's hard to have a rivalry when one team has got arguably two of the top 10 of all time. And that's why the last 30 years have been ugly for Bears fans, Chewy. I mean, like, and you guys would know better than I, but I would think that division games in this league are always of the utmost importance. And I'm sure the players understand the history of Bears Packers, but like, is this, for fans up there, has it even become like, are the Bears at times just an afterthought?
Yeah, I think so. When I first got there, you know, I came from the East Coast. I wasn't sure where Green Bay was, but I knew all about the Packer-Bear rivalry. And you get there and you get more indoctrinated, I think, by the fans on how big a deal it was. But then, you know, we kept beating them and beating them and beating them. And all of a sudden, Minnesota was getting better and better. And you know, obviously they had a few quarterbacks that were okay. But it was weird because when I played here throughout the 90s, Minnesota kind of took over that rivalry for the players. Mm. And I don't think, you know, the Bears have shown flashes, obviously, in the Super Bowl they lost to the Colts. They've shown flashes of being pretty good. But outside of that, you know, because of the quarterbacks, it's been pretty one-sided.
Is there any chance that the Bears find a way to do something crazy and beat Green Bay up there on Sunday night?
Well, we were talking about it. I mean, really the only chance they got is to do something defensively. And that's how a lot of those 18 wins came about. I mean, the defense would put up 10 points, the offense would score another X amount, and they'd wind up squeaking one out. But they can do it. I mean, the Green Bay's defense is not good. It's going to be strength against strength, that being Green Bay's offense against the Bears' defense. And then a lot like the Colts game for us last week, where, you know, Indianapolis' offense is okay. Packers' defense isn't good, but it's going to have to, something funny is going to happen in the game, I think, whether it be Cordell Patterson taking one to the house on special teams or the defense with a pick six or something like that. But, I mean, they got a shot, but I think something squirrely will have to happen.
What happened in the second half to the offense last week, by the way, Chewy, in Indy, with building that big halftime lead and then only scoring 3 points?
Well, it's just, you know, the play calling. I didn't really like it. They didn't commit to the run. They only had 15 rushes. Aaron Jones is kind of, I mean, he's been banged up for a couple weeks, but has been kind of non-existent, and LaFleur just has a tendency to get conservative with the pass game. It's a little different, but I think the abandoning of the run, and obviously we're still trying to find that receiver opposite Devontae, and they've shown flashes, but you see what happens. You got to take the good with the bad, and it's unfortunate MVS fumbled when he did, but, you know, this game, 2-3 bad plays in a game is enough to put an L in the loss column.
Is Lazard coming back healthy? Maybe a little bit better. It feels that Rodgers has a trust in him.
Yeah, he does. He's still, I mean, a core injury is going to take a while. He hasn't played since week two, so, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of rust out there. But I mean, at this point in time, any little bit will help. It's just, you know, I think the AFC is so top heavy compared to the NFC. I think, you know, the Saints are your best team in the NFC. And then you have teams that are all the same. You have the Rams, you have Tampa Bay when they play well can be good. Green Bay can be good. Seattle's very good offensively, but terrible defensively. So their path to get to where they want to go is a lot easier than the other side. It's just, I mean, they're going to have to outscore teams 45-41 if they expect to go anywhere in the playoffs.
Well, why is, I mean, I shouldn't say why. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is unbelievable, and he has been for his whole career. But last year was different, I guess, Mark, and maybe it was just play calling in a new system and really more of a run-heavy offense. I don't know, but, like, why is he look so much like we expect Aaron Rodgers to always look this year? Did it have some, was he extra fired up with them drafting Jordan Love? Is it just the offense is a little different? Because this is like, he's MVP Aaron Rodgers again this year. Why is that?
I think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, us here as fans and former players usually have a feel for what a general manager is doing when it comes to the roster. And when it comes to Green Bay, we have no idea. I mean, their first three picks in this last year's draft were three picks at deep positions. So So they have positions that are very deep, and they have positions where there's huge deficiencies. And, you know, Aaron has these, he's very calculated in what he says, and he has these snippets week in and week out with the media up here as to he's like baiting the Packers, like, cut me. Go ahead and cut me. I'm going to go somewhere else and be good. So I think Aaron has the same frustration as the fans, and like, what are we doing here? You know, if we drafted a second receiver instead of Love, and then drafted an interior lineman instead of Corey Dillon, I think this team would be in so much better shape. So I think he's frustrated, which is converts to a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to go down swinging.
All right, Chewy, before we let you go, York, talk about the promotion you guys got going on. You mentioned
right.
it yesterday, too, with Mars.
ESPNChicagoContest.com is where you want to go. Mars Cheese Castle has donated a Chicago mug, a grilling apron, face mask, a King Ransom's gift box. Got a nice big summer sausage in there for
you,
Carm. I know
that.
How much you
yes,
love it.
Yes, of course.
Cheeses, a bunch of spreads in there. It's absolutely fantastic. It's for the Arch Nema Swiss giveaway. How do you like that?
You guys.
I like how they did it, but it's ESPNChicagoContest.com. Random winner will be drawn. Everything will be sent to
you. And, Chewy, you guys are doing the same thing up there, right?
Yeah, we are.
Beautiful.
Gotta love. I don't know if you've ever been to Mars Cheese Castle,
oh,
but
yeah.
it's
oh, yes.
it's a destination. It's very good.
It's sure right is. Next to the Bong Rec area, which was always my
there
favorite.
You go.
Going back and forth from Calumet City to Green Bay when I, you know, we were, had the off season program up there. That wasn't really an off season program.
Yeah.
We just stuck around if you wanted to kiss ass and make the team, which I had to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I used to drive all the time. Mars Cheese Castle, top-notch.
Chewy, have a great
Thanksgiving. It was very good with beer, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Have a great Thanksgiving, all right?
All right, guys, you too.
Thanks for joining us. There's Mark Chmura from ESPN Milwaukee, Yurko's former teammate. It's 94.5 ESPN up in Milwaukee, and he's on with Jen, Latta, and Gabe. 7 to 9 every morning, and Yurko was on their show earlier today. Real quick here, we got time for one, and then I got to take a break, and we'll take a bunch of calls because we're going to be freed up here for a little while until Mike North joins us in about 30 minutes with his bonus play. Let's see, Randy wants me to go to Kenny in Lake Zurich next. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Just thinking of a question I've had in the past, but with this 2020 season, the Chicago Bears have been very lucky that the Chicago – Soldier Field is not allowing fans because they would just be brutal on this team. I have been. Like I'm saying, they've been lucky because it would be a bad scene. So here's my question is, why do players really take that to heart when fans start booing? Like they really despise that. And I just feel like as an adult, they should get why fans are booing.
Oh,
you know, like they're not going to cheer on or continuously cheer on garbage on the field.
Kenny, that's a good question. I'll let Yurko address it since he knows what that probably feels like.
Right.
Even Yurko was probably booed a time or two during a bad performance at home.
The Rams had us at the beginning of 93 season, 17-3 at halftime. Isaac Bruce blocked the punt, returned it for a touchdown. We were booed coming in. We deserved to get booed. When you play like crap, you deserve to get booed. So the sensitivity of the modern-day players sometimes is a little bit surprising. But if you're playing like crap, you're going to get booed. That's the way it is.
Did it rub you the wrong way
a little bit?
Or did you guys
not.
Understood?
Nope.
Yeah,
you knew what you deserved.
Okay. Nobody likes getting booed, but you got to understand the situation, I guess.
York, did anyone ever call you out by name as you were walking off? Like, hey, 60, what are you, 60, 64, right?
If they did, this was before cell phones. You just flipped them off
right,
and told them
yeah.
to go blank themselves.
Yeah.
And nobody cared back then.
Nobody cared, exactly.
Now people start crying on the field.
Now it's like a national travesty, you know. Oh, God, he flipped off a fan. My goodness.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take more questions. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Get Carmen and Yurko podcasts on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
I'd like you to meet a real inspiration.
Carmen and Yurko, ESPN 1000.
Vince Evans with the touchdown that tied it with no time left on the clock. Murray's kick fielded by Williams at the 5. Williams breaks out of the pack. Dave Williams. To the 30. Touchdown, Chicago. They win it on the kickoff after overtime.
Rush all up in you? Neil Peart? You say Peart, I say Peart. Yurko, you talk about classic. How about the pipes there? The old pipes on Pat Summerall, man. When he had the fastball, was that something? That was 1980, Thanksgiving Day, when the Bears won in the Motor City. The opening kickoff of overtime.
Good old number 22, David Williams.
There you go. Yes, Bears won the last couple of years on Thanksgiving Day against the Lions. They're not playing on Thanksgiving Day this year. They're playing Sunday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers. So, yeah, there's a highlight that older Bears fans will remember, the 1980 game. I remember some good ones. I remember a lot of bad ones. Who was it that recently brought it up with us? It might have been, I don't know if it was late last week or early this week, Yurk. We were talking about the ineptitude of the Bears offense. And right. Somebody had brought up like that 04 team. I think that's the year that they played like Craig Krenzel and Chad Hutchinson. Might have been your guy Jonathan Quinn that year. That started a couple of games. I mean, they were dreadful, York, and I'll never forget that. They played on Thanksgiving in Dallas that year, and it was embarrassing. I mean, Buck and Aikman were laughing by the end of it, if you remember.
I played on Thanksgiving a couple of times.
How many times, York, do you remember?
I think twice.
Twice?
And I played in the Jason Garrett game.
You did?
When Garrett stepped in for Troy Aikman, and Garrett threw for like four or five touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there for that one.
Wow, you were there for that. You got some bad memories against the boys, man. I'll tell you.
0-7 against the Cowboys, Carl.
Unbelievable. It's like
we weren't even in the same division.
I know. How about that? I mean, man, in the 90s, though, that was some kind of rivalry. Obviously, you guys met the playoffs a lot. And, you know, Mongo always says he calls it the box of my career is Joe Montana. He has nightmares about Joe Montana because I think he lost a bowl game to Notre Dame, didn't he? I think Mongo lost like a relatively big bowl game.
Texas.
Right, when Mongo was at Texas, correct, and might have been a Cotton Bowl or something, I don't know, but Mongo lost to him in college, and then,
right.
You know, some of the nightmare games in the NFL, obviously. Bears got him a couple of times, got him in 85, but, I mean, you know, by and large, who can remember the 89 title game? I mean, when they just absolutely waxed the Bears at Soldier Field, bear weather, Mike, and Panochkis, as Yurko would say.
That's right.
You know, and so Mongo used to always say that. And the Dallas Cowboys, I think, are the pox on your career. That's the one that you never, for whatever reason, that's like your white whale, Yurk. It's Dallas, you know?
That's right. Yeah, Baltimore Ravens, I never lost to.
How about that?
When the six times we played them when I was in Jacksonville.
Let's go to John in Schaumburg. He's got a question for the good kid. What's up, John?
Yeah, hi, good morning. I have a question for John Yurkovich. I was hoping you could be honest with me and answer it. Did the players, when you were playing, did the players know about the point spreads?
Oh, absolutely.
Good question, John.
Absolutely.
Yurko just says, absolutely.
Well, when we played the Broncos the year that we went out there for the divisional playoffs, it was a 14-point spread. I remember that like it was yesterday. We played the next week against New England in the AFC Championship game. It was a 7-point spread. Mm. Mm-hmm. And it came in late on it. Ted Johnson picked up a fumble from James Stewart, returned it for a touchdown to make it 20-7. That's when the game came in for the New England Patriots. You should have heard the cheer, kid. You should have heard the applause.
Oh, wow, I'm sure.
And a lot of people from the fans. In Chowder Country were celebrating because they knew the cover just came in. Yeah.
There was nothing nefarious. It was just you guys use it as motivation, and maybe they still do today, right, Yurk?
No, I mean, I've got a story, but we'll save it for another day of a conversation I had on the sideline when we scored a touchdown, and the guy goes, the spread was 10.
Jeez.
Yeah, we had put it down to, you know,
Pete Rose thing going on.
Yeah, under 10, you know, so I was just like, oh, interesting.
All right, maybe you got to save that story.
Or it was a 14-point spread, and we got it to 10, and then, you know, either way, I just shook my head and said, "Whoop! Well, I got some things to learn in this NFL."
That comes out in the book. You got to wait, everybody.
Yeah.
Tony's in Yorkville. What's up, Tone?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You too, bud.
So, just before I get this out of the way, I call every week. I think this week is no different. To be thankful. Once again, thank you guys for passing up on Patrick Mahomes. I couldn't ask for anything better for this holiday season.
Yeah, I know. We know.
Two questions. The first one, I saw you post yesterday, and I'll ask both questions to hang up and listen. Why the hell do these kids watch other kids play the video game that they are currently staring at in their own damn house? I'll never understand it. Second question, and a more important question, when are we bringing back the almanac? And us as the fans deserve an answer. No politics.
All right.
Get it done. Love you guys. Love the show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tony. Thanks. We have addressed that. Maybe in the new year, I keep saying that. Maybe we find a way to bring back the Almanac, tweak it a little bit. Merkin really likes the
Almanac.
Maybe
after football's done. How about that?
Maybe we will. At the very least, I will promise to the fans that we will discuss it.
It was truncated at one point. It was nice and streamlined, and then the longer we did it, the more loosey-goosey we've got with what was important and what wasn't important.
Right.
And then in a limited two-hour capacity where you've already got crosstalk taking up 15 minutes of the show.
Right.
It's, you know, do you let Merkin ramble on, as they say, for extended periods of time?
Right. I know. We'll discuss it.
It's Boris Karloff's 77th anniversary of his death today.
Tony's other question was in regards to something I put on Instagram yesterday. Follow us on the gram. The show is at Carmen and Yurko. You can follow me. I'm at Carmen DeFalco 5. That's the number 5. Yurko is at Yurkovich John on the gram. But I had put on Instagram a picture of my son. And then they're off school this week. So I said, you know, plenty of time for Gio to watch. He watches this guy named Preston, who apparently is very popular in the gaming world. He's a multimillionaire. I mean, God bless him. I will say the kid, he's like 25 years old, 26 years old. He is rather entertaining. He's got his whole family involved. He's got his brother. He's got his sister. He's got his wife. He's got his cousins. And he's a professional gamer. And he's worth many millions of dollars. So God bless him. My son watches him. A lot of his friends watch him. They're obsessed with him. They watch him play Minecraft games. Now, anybody that's got kids at a certain age, even probably teenagers, know that this has become a thing in the last decade. And I said, I joked. I said, I'll never understand today's youth just like they don't understand me. You know, just having some fun. Someone responded to me, said, Karma, I said the same thing about my son once when he was doing this when he was young. And then I proceeded to sit down and put on a football game and watch grown men play a game for 3 hours. I get the point. I watch games I watch. My son watches games he watches. I don't know why, Yurk. And I'm not upset about it. I don't, you know, it's...
You've got it, though, Carm.
It's curious, but this is it. This is what they do.
You're watching these guys play the game at the highest level. That's what we watch on Sundays.
They're unbelievable.
Right? So these guys are pros at what they do, and they learn by watching these other
players. That's absolutely right. He gets a kick out of watching this guy because my son loves playing Minecraft, and this guy dominates. Why do I watch Mike Trout play? Because I wish I could play baseball like Mike Trout. Why do I watch hockey? Because since the time I was 4 and I first put skates on, I dreamed what it would have been like to be good enough to play in the NHL. That's why I'm 44 years old. I still watch hockey and go, man, I wish I was that good. So it's just different, right, Yurk? I don't know what else to say about it. That's what kids do these days.
I don't try to explain the unexplainable. That's all. I don't try to do that. You know, why kids watch it, I don't know. Good for them.
They get a kick out of watching the best of the best.
They keep themselves entertained and they're not putting needles in their arms. That's fine for me, right?
Do what you want to do.
There you go.
Stay out of trouble, yeah. So he loves this guy Preston, man.
These guys make millions of dollars.
I looked him up. This guy's worth like $18 million. He plays video games. The guy, who am I to criticize him?
Right. You can go get your body beat up for 10 years on the field, or you can play video games for 5 years.
$18 million. God bless him, I wish. Let's say hi to George, and Skokie's got a question for the good kid. What's up, George?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yurk, did you ever try that sour cream in the chili is my first question.
I did, yeah. My son made chili. I had him make chili. I tried the sour cream in it, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Did you put it on top, or did you swirl it in?
I swirled it in, man. I ingratiated it inside. It was great. Not only that, but it lessened the heat. My son put some habaneros in there.
That's the point. That's why they do it. That's why sour cream is so prevalent with spicy foods normally, because it kills the heat a little bit. Yeah.
Thank God.
All right, what's the other question, George?
That was the main one.
Okay.
The second one, I was just going to see if he swirled it or if he put it on top.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I swirled it.
There you
in,
go. Georgie, happy Thanksgiving, buddy. So Yurko found something else he loves, swirling sour cream into his...
Into chili. Never knew it. Had some good cheese in there, too.
Tell you what, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your phone calls. You can ask us anything. You can talk Bears, Packers, how depressing this rivalry has become. I mean, even if the Bears do go in and win Sunday, that'll be good. They need it right now. Let's face it. They're reeling with a 4-game losing streak, and they've been awful offensively. But it's just been so lopsided, so one-sided, and the Packers are going on 30 years of excellence at the quarterback position while the Bears are still spinning their wheels. When it's all said and done, you're going to look at a 30-year window where the Green Bay Packers have had arguably two of the 10 greatest quarterbacks to ever play, Yurk. two of the 10 best of all time.
Yeah.
Well, for 30 consecutive years we're going on here.
And the Bears have not had two of the best.
It's just friggin' depressing. And speaking of the quarterback, he was supposed to talk today. He didn't. Is that an indication of what's going to happen Sunday night? We'll discuss some of that when we come back next.
Carmen and Yurko.
Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
On ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Diego Maradona has died. We told you that earlier. Arguably the greatest soccer player of all time. Certainly in the conversation, somewhere in the top three. Died at the age of 60. So that's breaking news here today. The Bears were supposed to make Nick Foles available to the media today, back to work Wednesday. He has not met the media yet. David Montgomery has. He's been cleared. That's good news. A lot of times when teams do this with the quarterback, they'll pull this because they don't. They could be leaning towards a change, whether Nick Foles is injured. I think regardless, they're going to use that as the excuse if they do go back to Trubisky, Yerk. My guess is they'll say he has a hip injury. Maybe they want to make a change because he's been so bad. I don't really know. I don't know that it matters. I don't think the Packers are shaking in their boots one way or another, Yerk. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think they are either. If anything, Trubisky adds something to the fact that his mobility is out there and they might have to spy him.
Yeah.
Nobody had to spy Nick Foles.
No, not at all.
Nobody had to spy Nick Foles. They could have found the guy selling beer in the stands, and he would have been faster than Nick Foles. So, yeah, that's about it. That's the change. You might have to spy him a little bit.
And I see some of the beat writers saying we'll have to wait until 3 p.m. for a Bears quarterback update. That's when Nagy's going to address the media because, obviously, they're not saying much now. And, again, they did not make Foles available. And sometimes that is because either they don't want guys talking about their injuries or they could be leaning towards a quarterback change. We'll know in due time. Maybe Nagy says something official. Maybe they wait. My guess is they probably still wait. They'll get through the next couple of days and then make some sort of announcement by the weekend. But we'll see. They certainly could be going back to Mitch because of performance, injury, who the hell knows? It's just it's such a pile. It's such a pile of crap. It's unbelievable. I mean, it just is. Meantime, Aaron Rodgers is in the MVP conversation again.
Yes, he is.
He's already won it twice. He leads the NFL, Yurko, in quarterback rating. He leads the NFL in adjusted yards per attempt. He's got 29 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. By my math, Yurk, that's a little better than 7-1. Is my math right on that? I think it is.
I think it is, yeah.
I mean, it's just insane.
Well, the only chance the Bears have is if the defense does something crazy. I go back to the game in the early 90s that played at Soldier Field. 30 points were scored by the Chicago Bears. 21 of them were scored by the defense.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and if you look at the box score on that, and it was Jeremy Lincoln.
Oh, God, yeah.
Pass, taking it back for a touchdown.
Which year, Yerk, was that?
Dante Jones taking it. 92. Jones. Look at 92, I think, specifically. At Soldier Field.
Was Jeremy Lincoln here in 92? Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm thinking he was, Carm. But my point is, look at it. You'll find there are three different guys out of nowhere.
I'll look at 92.
Ended up scoring touchdowns.
This was the game here, Yerk, against the Pack?
Yeah, it was in Soldier Field. So look at 93. If it's not 93, it's 92.
Let me look at 93 because 92 says the score here, Bears lost 17-3. Hold on. Let me go to 93.
Yeah, I think it was 30-17.
All right, you got it. You nailed it. 30-17, and you're right, Yerk. It was the 1993 season.
Yeah.
And if I look at the box score, remember Jeremy Lincoln, 80-yard interception return.
Another touchdown. Get the other one.
Dante Jones, 32-yard fumble return.
Okay, and the next one.
And then the next one was, a couple of butthead. And then Mark Carrier, 34-yard interception. Unbelievable.
There you go. Three defensive touchdowns. 30 points on the board.
Wow.
Three defensive touchdowns. So how can the Bears beat the Green Bay Packers? There it is.
That's awesome.
Go back to the 1993 Soldier Field game.
I know we got to go back 30 years.
You've got to score three defensive touchdowns.
Let's say hi to George in Old Town. What's up, George?
Hey, gentlemen, I want to be thankful for all the great bourbon recommendations you guys make all year. And I'm curious to find out what you'd be pulling out for Thanksgiving because you always have something in stock. But on the Bear-Packer front, Matt LaFleur gets a lot of credit for Aaron Rodgers' success, I think. And I'm wondering if the Bears don't get rid of Nagy, who do you think would be a great offensive coordinator if they brought him in, somebody under the radar? I've heard of Matt LaFleur's brother on yes. on San Francisco. You know, who would you guys think?
Yeah, that's actually a name that's been rising. There's no doubt about it. If they make a change, period, even at the head coach, I mean, would they go back to the Andy Reid tree and try to get a guy like Eric Bieniemy? Matt Campbell's going to be a hot name from Iowa State, Eric. I'm telling you right now, especially not that their record is impressive, but I think people have liked sort of the tone and tenure of how the Panthers have played a lot this year, and they give Matt Rhule some credit. I mean, their record doesn't reflect it, but they've also dealt with, arguably their best offensive player being out for virtually the entire year and a lot of turnover in that roster. I'm telling you, Matt Campbell is going to get a long look. LaFleur's brother for sure. I mean, you know, there are always names, right? There's always young up-and-comers.
Well,
they're
thrown out there. Most of them fail. But, yeah, they'll be thrown out there.
Yeah, most of them do fail. You're right. It's a hard job.
I mean, Mariucci, in essence, left to go do something else, right?
Sure.
As much as I love Mooch, made the playoffs a couple times, went to Detroit. Right. It didn't work out well for him in Detroit.
No.
He ended up leaving.
He'd had enough, and he said, let me try TV, and he's great at it.
And he loves it.
We haven't talked to Mooch this football season. We got to do that in the next couple
weeks.
What
are we waiting for? We haven't talked to Mooch. We haven't talked to Prisco.
Love Mooch.
Pete Prisco loves to put things just the way they are, too. Yeah. He doesn't sugarcoat anything.
And as far as bourbon for this week, it is Thanksgiving. As Yurko said yesterday, why not go with the Wild Turkey? And there's so much great stuff at Wild. I'm a Wild Turkey junkie. But the Turkey 101, rare breed, Kentucky Spirit if you want a single barrel, Russell's Reserve.
All right.
It's all fabulous.
I got some Old Forester upstairs. I might go ahead and pull the Old Forester out there.
A lot of times on they call this, Blackout Wednesday? You stay in. Nobody's going out anyway. You stay in this year nice and safe at home. I like to bust out something really nice usually on this night. I might pour myself a little dram of George T. Stagg or something like that. Maybe some William LaRue Weller. Something from the antique collection. We'll see. Maybe I'll go Rye. Maybe I'll go Thomas Handy. You never know.
From the BTAC?
From the BTAC collection, Yurko.
Okay, Buffalo Trace antique collection.
Very good. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say hi to our buddy Danny in Schaumburg real quick. Danny, what's up?
Hey, boys. Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm a little depressed I'm not at Buff City with you two gents tilting them back this year. But I
totally agree with you. That was a blast last year at Buff City Rosemont. Hopefully we do Turkey and Turkey again next year in 2021.
Just never forget.
You know what else
never
I'm?
Never forget.
What? Go ahead.
No, I'm saying never forget.
Oh, all right. Listen. I got to tell you what I'm a little bit depressed at. I'm still waiting on my bottle of Booker's from you. That's what I'm a little depressed at.
I don't know. Hey, Carm, I don't know how to get it to you. I ain't going downtown. I ain't getting
jacked. That's right.
You know
That's
what?
Right,
you're Carm.
I mean, what do you expect that? The guy to perform miracles?
Danny.
I mean, geez, you can't have one set of rules for people that owe you bottles of liquor and another for everybody else.
Yes.
Come on, stay focused here, kid.
I gotta have some talk. I gotta speak
to him. I love Danny from Schaumburg.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Love him.
Okay. Yeah, I just get my bottle of Booker's, all right? We had a baseball bet from the season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming up. We still got more calls. We're going to squeeze everybody in. Mike North's got his bonus play. In about 5 minutes, we're going to squeeze in a few more calls. Ask us anything. 312-332-3776. You know another tradition, of course, Yurk, is Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song.
Oh, yeah.
We like to play a nice big heap and chunk of that each and every year. We laugh. We giggle. We love Adam Sandler. It is Thanksgiving after all. And no matter how you celebrate this year, it might be scaled back. Still be thankful for the things that we do have, even though this year has really sucked. So here's Adam Sandler, and we'll be back with Mike North.
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Oh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You miss some Carmen and Yurko?
You don't have to miss anything.
Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Really, Dire Straits coming at you. WNBC. Another one of our favorite sort of traditions. On the day before Thanksgiving every year is having Chef Hans in studio. Obviously, we couldn't do that this year. There's this virus going around. I don't know if you've heard. Can't everybody in the studio. Yurko's at home. I mean, so we had a pass this year. But next year, we'll get Chef Hans back down here. He'll give everybody turkey tips again. People love that. People have been asking on social media a lot the last couple of days. But we still have been asking. You can ask us anything, and we've been answering everything. We'll sneak in a few more calls, but we're going to get the bonus play now from our buddy Mike North. We're sort of treating this like a Friday. York and I will be off the next 2 days, wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And Mike and I are going to do an early odds couple this week. Instead of Friday night, we're going to be on tonight, 8 to 9 p.m. You will still get the encore replay Saturday morning, as you always do. And you can download the podcast and all the great podcasts and all the great interviews on the wonderful ESPN Chicago app. So make sure you have that. But just an FYI for everybody, early odds couple tonight. And Mike joins us now for his bonus play. And my partner is smoking hot. Fade me right now because I've been miserable. But if you're fading Mike, you're in trouble because he is en fuego.
I was miserable the first few weeks. You were holding your end up for me, pal. So happy Thanksgiving to both you gentlemen.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
Yeah, Dire Straits, that's what my bookmaker's in right now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm going to tell you. And the phone rings, he's afraid to pick it up.
I don't blame
him. All right?
Him.
That's all I'm going to tell you. Now, I just want a couple quick things here. Of course, the NCAA basketball season's underway.
Yeah.
I started off with under 145.5 between Xavier and Oakland. Only on the pretense, I know nothing about him. If you're playing for Oakland, how good can you actually be, ladies and gentlemen? So hopefully that comes through. But also, got a big, big Thanksgiving Day game for everybody. And it's not what you think. I think the pro games are just going to be all right. But it's going to be, Carm and yours, it's going to be Colorado State versus Air Force. It's a 1 o'clock game, Thanksgiving Day. Maybe, you know, you watch this game before you eat. It's a 6-point spread, 5.5 to 6-point spread with Colorado State getting that. Now, they lost 52-21 to Boise State last week, but they played with them, right with them. But this is unbelievable, folks. 3 blocked punts, 2 for touchdowns, and a blocked field goal.
That's crazy.
For Boise State. 4 special teams turnovers. Yet today, it's only a 6-point spread. Air Force 2-2 off a shutout. The system tells me to take the Colorado State Rams plus the 6, my friend.
Love it. That's the play for tomorrow. I like that too. Go a college game because you know pro games aren't great. The night game should be good.
No.
But yeah, I love it. Colorado State getting the points tomorrow. Yep. And then we'll have
nothing about them. Don't know anybody on the team. This sounded great. I just want to ask you guys, yeah, Carm, you're the smarter of at least between me and you. Yurk's pretty smart. Too.
Yeah,
yeah, Yurk's pretty smart. But I want to ask you something. How is it if I want to play Cleveland or Jacksonville? I want to ask everybody this, and one person tests COVID, and now everything's shut down. Yet I turn on the TV, and that's an outdoor game, outdoor thing. I turn on the TV, there's 200 NCAA basketball games indoors.
I have no idea. I don't think anybody
that whole phenomenon.
I don't think anybody, any of us can answer that. I mean, Jacksonville had to send the whole defensive staff home. You know,
right.
The defensive staff is coaching virtually. You know, they're playing Mike Glennon, by the way, this weekend. You believe that? The Jags are going to Mike Glennon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, they're thinking, we better make sure we're close to the Jets so we can try to get to Trevor Lawrence. Let's type Mike Glennon. But I have no idea.
All I know is I'm looking at the TV schedule today for basketball. They're playing, I think Hawaii's playing tonight at 11 o'clock. I mean, you know, who knows where, an outdoor playground. I don't know, but everybody's playing in basketball.
There's
everybody
like, there's
in the NCAA. It's weird. And yet they're calling off college games.
There's
and
like
Clemson.
I know. Well, some think that Florida State was just ducking them. There's like 60 college games today. It's insane.
Right. Mikey, watch out. Cleveland's got one COVID case.
We'll see you tonight, 8 o'clock. Looking forward to it.
Oh, you know, they made the same mistake with Tony Orlando and Dawn. Gave him something during the week. It ended up turning into something big.
I love it. See you tonight, Mike.
See you later, guys.
There's Mike North at North to North. Yeah, we're going to do early odds couple tonight again, 8 to 9 after Black and
Dollar. This is Breaking News, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
NFL? Is it
well, we're now down to two games on Thursday. Steelers-Ravens has been postponed until Sunday.
Well, okay, so they're going to play it
Sunday. They're going to play it Sunday.
Well, that's a good
I thought we were going to come back with Diego Maradona's life.
Now we've... Oh! Yurko, that was funny. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't joke about death. No, I feel terrible. Good.
Let's grab a couple more. Our good friend Marilyn's got a question. Ask
Marilyn,
anything. Hi, Marilyn.
Happy day before.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, same to you. Well, actually, I was just wondering if Yurko got my text to his phone that I still have that number, and I once in a while let him know. And I was going to invite him over to our house for Thanksgiving because he's all alone.
COVID. COVID, Marilyn. He can't cross state lines. He's at home.
That's terrible. You wouldn't have to worry about that here in Melrose Park. Are you kidding me?
Actually, I don't know if people know this. There is no COVID in Melrose Park. It's just.
No, yes, there is.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yeah, from what I heard, we're a little bit of a hotbed right now.
Oh, well. I guess my information was wrong.
That's because of the population. So I'm not just going to leave it there.
Okay, probably.
But
a good
anyway,
thing.
My house is always open to you guys. Anytime you want to come
Archie
by, have a drink.
Yes.
But,
yes
well, we used to have 30 to 40 people here. Now they're all dead. They're all upstairs.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that terrible? I mean,
it is.
Really,
that's what happens as time goes by, Marilyn.
Well, we invited my brother's friend who doesn't want to go by his granddaughters in Glenview because it's too far to drive.
Yeah.
I don't want them. In this weather, please.
Well, there's a bunch of snot nosed kids running around, too. You're going to get COVID.
Yeah.
Tell them to stay away.
Anyway, the invitation is open, you know, anytime.
Thank you, Marilyn. You have a great...
I still have that giant bottle of whiskey that we got many, many years ago.
That's the best bottle. Listen.
That we've never opened.
The best bottle of whiskey is the bottle that is opened and almost finished. Just remember that. And have a happy Thanksgiving. All right, Marilyn. Yurko can't cross state lines. He's in Indiana.
Did she say all her friends are taking dirt naps?
I think she said they used to have 40 or 50 people, and now most of them are dead. They're upstairs. So there you go. Yurko,
dirt nap.
Pleasure as always. Have a great Thanksgiving, and enjoy the holiday, and we'll see you on Monday. All right, bud?
All right, kid.
Will you guys watch Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. on Saturday night?
Probably not.
No. Will you watch... Phil Mickelson and Barkley versus Steph Curry and Peyton Manning on Friday.
Maybe a little. Probably not a ton, but maybe a little.
Thank you
to Mike North, Tracy Butler, and Mark Chimura for joining us. Thanks to Jarrett Strauss, Randy Merkin, Tyler Aki for helping out today. And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, everybody participating. Enjoy the holiday best you can, okay? Let's keep our spirits up. Let's focus on the positive. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the long weekend. Enjoy the football. Hopefully most of it gets played, and we will see you on Monday. Greeny is coming up next. Waddle and Sylvie up at 2. Black and Abdallah at 6. And then Mike and I have odds couple. Early odds couple on this Wednesday night from 8 to 9. So see you then. Have a great one, everybody.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more.
I think the cool people liked it.
I don't think that's whack. I think that's dope.
Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia!